And at this time, I'm going to turn the gavel over to the real Madam Chairwoman. Steffler will take over.
Sir, all right, we'll jump right back. Now, before we do, I understand that we were holding off on the finalization issue. Are we at a point where we can move to that? Thank you. So let's move to item number 11, finalizations, youth mentor, Grand Francis Deer.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator, up here hopefully for one last time for this meeting. You've heard a lot about deer. In fact, next year we'll have the full-on deer recommendations and season setting. But this year we've actually had deer discussed the past three meetings, and this would be the final item to finalize before the upcoming deer season. So this would just be a one-year change and then would revisit next year when we go through all the deer seasons. This is involving the apprentice, mentor, and youth deer hunting seasons. The chapters are 410601, which is just general provisions, and then 410644 and 410663. Those are actually two chapters that reference the apprentice and youth deer season, and then the mentor season is just it follows the youth deer season. So there's not a separate chapter for mentored deer. So you'll see just changes to those two chapters. So this season is a long season. It's unlimited for whichever individual is eligible for either one of these seasons. It starts the second Saturday in September and runs through January 1st. It's restricted to either an antlerless any deer or an antlerless whitetail deer. Those are two different units in the state. The reason for that restriction is to limit mule deer harvest in certain parts of the state, with the exception of some counties in northwestern South Dakota. There is a desire to not harvest any mule deer does on any of these licenses. So they're single tag, as I said, any antlerless or any whitetail antlerless deer license types. And there's three different seasons here. There's one that's apprentice, one that's youth, and one that's mentored. And they give options for, as Hillary was mentioning, some R3 on the park side of things. She also did R3 on the wildlife side of things. And these are three opportunities that we maybe collectively consider our R3 license types to get individuals involved in outdoor recreation, specifically through deer hunting. So apprentice is for individuals 18 or over. If they haven't purchased a big game license, a deer license in 10 years, they can purchase one of these licenses over the counter. The youth license is for individuals 12 to 18 years old with Hunt Safe. If they're under 16 years old, they do need to be accompanied by an adult. But that's different than the mentored license, which is for individuals that are 15 or younger. There's no minimum age on that, and they do not need Hunt Safe. However, they do need to be accompanied by an adult, and there is some statute change two legislative sessions ago that changed some of those requirements, in which the mentored hunter actually has to obtain a license as opposed to the mentee. So moving into the changes, there's no recommended changes from the proposal that the department has. The functional change here is to actually close all three of those seasons, apprentice, youth, and mentor, in nine southeastern South Dakota counties. This is in response to really low deer populations in those counties as a result of hemorrhagic disease, severe winter, and even some drought that reduced population growth rates and population in general down there in the southeast. So the only opportunity an individual in those nine counties would have to harvest an antlerless deer would be a landowner-owned land license type, and they could harvest female whitetail deer on their own property. However, no other licenses would be eligible to harvest an antlerless deer. Those counties would be Yankton, Davison, Bonham, Clay, Hanson, Hutchinson, Lincoln, Turner, and Union. And that would be for all three seasons, again, apprentice, youth, mentored. There were no comments during the public hearing today. There was one comment online, and that was offering up a compromise to keep the youth open but close the mentor and apprentice. And really, that wouldn't accomplish much of the objective because a lot of the harvest would come from those youth hunters, and the goal here is to limit doe hunting as much as possible. Hopefully, growth rates increase pretty quickly down there when we have good fawn recruitment, unlike antelope, where you saw a 12% increase in 2 years. Southeastern South Dakota, if we have good habitat and we have good fawn production, we can increase population nearly 50% in 2 years. So, knock on wood, we don't get hemorrhagic disease, we don't get winter, and we keep these doe harvest rates really low. Commissioner Cole mentioned last month, how are we going to contact some of these individuals in these counties? We have a news release planned to not only reach out to our landowner-owned land license holders, those are the one group that's able to harvest does, to ask them to maybe limit their doe harvest, but also that mentions the closure in those 9 counties to apprentice youth and mentor if the commission decides to move forward with this change to rule. On the next page, we've got the map. That might be a better way to show those 9 counties in southeastern South Dakota. They're white there with the dashed line. Those would all be closed with no county numbers on there, but you can see they're representing that southeastern portion of the state. The light shaded gray is the unit in which an individual can harvest a mule deer or white-tailed doe. And then the darker gray is the white-tailed only unit. We've got some harvest tables. And then the next page will be the actual draft administrative rule changes that go through and specifically make the change to administrative rule, as I described earlier. Again, no recommended changes, but the commission would take action here today so we can get these licenses out to hunters here before the hunting season that starts then, second Saturday in September. With that, I can take any questions from the commission.
Thank you, Andrew. Any questions? Commissioner Paul?
Yeah, first of all, I'm very happy we did this. I had the pleasure, I guess, for once to have spoken to a lot of people in those areas. In fact, I think I've spoken to our customers, the hunters, in pretty much every one of the counties. And the comments range from, it's about time, to thank goodness you did it. It's a tough one with the youth and the mentor thing. I will say that the piece you added at the end there that I've talked to Director Kirschman about has come up from several people, and that's the landowner end of it. And I think the thought behind that was, you know, nobody should be able to do this. That's probably some of the thought, but also it's not going to help if something isn't fully, you know, engaged and activated and we do it correctly. So I think that's a big thing. The other thing that came out of this was the big question, what about next year? What about next year? And I mentioned that our plan is coming, but I think that we've learned a lesson on this one because I think we maybe saw it coming and didn't act soon enough, and now we are. So I think that's the big thing. But I didn't speak to a single person that was against it. So I think that's the good news. And I'm in the heart of that area. So, you know, and to get this on the floor, this isn't great, but I'm going to make a motion we adopt it and we can get it on the floor.
We have a motion. We have a second. Seconded by Commissioner Sprague. Comments on the motion? I would just simply echo what Commissioner Cole has mentioned. When visiting with folks in southeastern South Dakota, they understand the need to do this, and they've been supportive with myself as well. And so I think this is a good move. And with you, I hope we can continue. We can see the growth of those numbers. If there are no other questions and or comments, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.